We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, live from the Fan Postgame Studios, here's Jeff Orlowski and the franchise, Tim Allen.
It is a final from Philadelphia, and the results are good as the Brewers take Game 3 of this four-game set, now in the driver's seat to take the series with a victory in the final game of the four-game series. Welcome, everybody, to the Bayview Shade and Blind Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. We're here in the post-game studios, the Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski, myself, Tim Allen, and a Brewers 5-2 victory that was huge. And I'll tell you why it's huge, because you've recovered from the three-game losing streak, big time, with a couple of straight wins. And the other thing to look at is the 10-game road trip here into Chicago and Philly through six games is now 3-3. They just continue. And I don't want to say tread water, because I think that's such a negative connotation to it. Holding serve, steadying the ship through injuries, tough schedule, they're really starting to look good. They're starting to play better baseball. They're certainly starting to pitch one hell of a lot better. And they get the victory here today. They're steady. I think that's the word we can use now, is maybe steadying the tide here, steadying the flow here as they get another victory. You win seven straight, lose three in a row, in two of those in Chicago, one in Philly this past Monday, then get a couple of wins. And again, the most important thing, a really tough road trip. Philadelphia is a good team, guys. It is. So is Chicago. They are. And through those on-the-road games, they're 3-3, and now you got a chance to come out of this, hopefully with a winning series, with a victory tomorrow, but with a winning road trip, you can start chipping away on maybe coming out of this thing at 6-4. Decent game today, all the way around, except from Keston Hira. He did reach base, though. He got a hit by pitch, so
that helps. Check
it. It does, Jeff. Check that one off the box of big league first for Keston Hira. A big debut yesterday, and then today. You still see him going a little bit deeper in counts, although a first pitch out his first time up tonight. But let's go back over this game as the Brewers get the victory. A leadoff base hit by Kane tonight. Yelich is then hit by a pitch. Ryan Braun loves to hit at Citizens Bank.
And Braun with a clean single to left field. And rounding third is Kane. The throw from Phil Gosselin gets cut off. And just like that, the Brewers are on the board. Single, hit batter, single.
And a double play and a strikeout ends that threat right there. The Phillies tie it up in the bottom half. Former Brewer Gene Segura ties it up with a solo shot. Neither team scores in that second inning. However, Gio Gonzalez into some trouble. Two on, nobody out. Double play helps to get him out of that inning. Crew in business in the third. Leadoff walk to Gio Gonzalez, followed up by a walk to Lorenzo Cain. Infield single by Christian Yelich loads the bases with nobody out. And does it not seem like the Brewers constantly have the bases loaded these days? That's just crazy. Braun then, a crazy play, speaking of which, Braun hits a grounder to third. Rodriguez over there, I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know if you caught that play, Jeff, but then I don't know what Gio was thinking, not running home, and in theory it should have been a double play. In some sort of wishful thinking from the other side, it could have been a triple play if the cards were played right by the Phillies, but he doesn't step on the bag, Gio doesn't run home. And they only get the one out on the play. Bases remain loaded with one out. And then Moose draws this, a bases loaded walk. He knocks in a run the easy way.
And That is ball four. Coming in will be Lorenzo Cain. And they'll walk in a run. Moustakas and RBI the easy way, and it's 2-1 Milwaukee.
We'll take that right there, 2-1 Brewers. And how about Zeus? He extends his hitting streak to 9, knocking in 2.
And that's sharply hit into center field, a base hit. That'll get Yelich around. Here comes Braun. He's going to score a 2-run knock for Aguilar, and it's 4-1 Brewers.
They played three runs in that inning, three hits. I should say three walks, a couple of hits in the inning. And it's 4-1 into the bottom of the third inning. Gio Gonzalez, a couple of more base runners in the bottom of the third. Leadoff base hit. And then a walk to, I should say, a double to Harper. His first hit in the series, but he gets Hoskins to fly out to end that threat right there. 4-1, neither team scores in the fourth. Pena removed from the game there, a hamstring tightness deal going on for Pena. And the Brewers get back to it in the fifth with one out, a Braun base hit. And then it was, sometimes you need a little luck. The ball bounces your way, and it did off the bat of Moose.
And Moustakas hits it in the air to center field. McCutcheon on the run, and it's off his glove and off the wall. Braun on his way to third. They're going to wave him around. Relay from Segura. Not in time. Braun is in, and it's a 5-1 lead.
Well, that's really good.
Yeah, they rule that an error on Andrew McCutcheon, and it's 5-1 mid-game. A 1-2-3 inning for Gio in the bottom half. Brewers scoreless in the sixth inning. And Gio hits the end of the road in his outing, going 5 1/3. He exits in the bottom of the sixth inning. 7 hits, just the 1 run given up. And did walk a man, struck out 3. Council goes to J.J., a big-time battle between Jeffress and JT Realmuto with a couple of runners aboard. The key moment in this game, guys, this is going to be the spark of the game here, brought to you by Current Electric, as Jeremy Jeffress finally wins that battle. An 8-pitch at-bat right there, which featured 7 foul balls.
Yeah.
He gets him to pop out for the second out, and then he gets a strikeout to Hernandez. Cesar Hernandez hit the home run off Jeffress on Monday. That's a big performance to maintain a 5-1 lead into the seventh inning. The Brewers load the bases. There we go again in the seventh with just 1 out. Base hits by Yelich and Moustakas. Aguilar draws the walk, but a strikeout to Hira and a flare fly out to Bryce Harper off the bat of Grandal. Ends that threat. Jeffress gives up a run in the bottom of the seventh inning. Interesting to note a wild pitch in there. Funny how the ball is just clanking all over the place as soon as Grandal gets in there. But just saying, Jeffress discredited with that wild pitch and a run given up for him. Does make you think about things a little bit. To the eighth at 5-2. Nothing for the crew in the eighth. Alex Claudio throws a pitch, gets an out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Junior Guerra, a couple of outs for 2/3 of an inning. And then Josh Hader nails it down in the ninth inning. His 11th save, and the Brewers get the win. 26-19 now here in the 2019 championship season as they beat the Phillies for the second consecutive night. And, again, they have a chance to go 3 of 4 in this series. That would be big with a matinee tomorrow. That's a noon start Central time here for the Brewers and Phillies. We're going to be on here until the Bucks get done. They're getting close to being done, right?
Yeah, there's just under 5 minutes to go. The Bucks have a 2-point lead, 96-94 right now, fourth quarter.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to go down to the wire in game one. And it didn't look great early on. I was kind of keeping an eye on both games, Jeff. I know you were too, but Bucks had been down by, what, as many as 12 that I saw?
Yeah, I think it got up to 15. They were getting spanked through most of the first half. And every time they made a little run, there were a couple times they got, like, within 2. And then a blink of an eye later, they're back down by 10. So... they're fighting back now. They've been awful shooting three-pointers all night long. But, they've got a 2-point lead with 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Hard to complain. I will tell you, I couldn't agree more about that JT Realmuto and Jeremy Jeffress at bat. That was just one heck of a battle, man. And, you know, that was exciting to see. There's certain at-bats where, you know, you're watching a game and it's, you know, it's a, what, a, just a normal Wednesday night game. This one is big because, you know, you've been struggling a little bit and you're trying to break out of it. And you got Gio on the mound who's pitching all, you know, he pitched awesome. 5 1/3, only one run. He gave up a bunch of hits, but his ERA now down to 1.69.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was a huge at-bat. And, you know, there's always one or two of those moments in every game, and I couldn't agree with you more. That was definitely the spark of the game.
Yeah, it was. And the Brewers go on to win the ball game 5-2. And I don't think anyone is going to disagree with really the turning point. I heard Bill Schroeder on Fox Sports Wisconsin talking about it. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with the turning tipping point of this pitching staff being toward the bottom of the NL, bottom of baseball. And I know we've had discussions about that some weeks ago. This has been going on now for a few weeks, obviously. Four starts for Gio Gonzalez. So, but we all agree that once Stearns went out and got Gio, that's when it turned. Guys, it did. And not that Gio Gonzalez is this Justin Verlander type guy. But it did change. It's funny how it changed the second that Gio Gonzalez put back on a Brewers uniform. It just seemed to solidify everything.
Well, he's a calming influence in that clubhouse. He's a seasoned veteran. He's been there. He's done that. He was successful wearing the Brewer uniform last season. I was shocked that they didn't bring Gio back to start this year. They go with the three young guys. They struggle early. You know, Gio steps in and, you know, they make the, they, you know, Freddie gets hurt. They move down, what's his name?
Burns.
Yeah, Burns. And then, you know, so then you got Chase Anderson. He gets moved up before he gets hurt and pitches phenomenal. And then Gio steps in and he's been lights out ever since he got the ball and started towing the rubber this season for the Crew.
Yeah, it was the tipping point, and now you're looking middle of the pack or better, as Bill Schroeder was talking about, with this pitching staff. And through this, you know, really playing better baseball, discounting the three-game losing streak in there, it is about pitching. The pitching numbers are outstanding, big time. Hey, Jesus Aguilar had our wrench-and-go drive of the game in this Brewers victory. Need auto parts? Wrench-and-go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools to access the lowest-priced auto parts around. Wrench-and-go. And that was that two-run base hit in the third inning. They played three runs in that inning. But Zeus starting to come around. And I loved the lineup yesterday. Now, I understand Grandal's got to have a day off here and there. So it was essentially the same, but you had to bump up Keston Hira over Manny Pena, 6-7. But go back to that same lineup tomorrow, Craig. I know you like to tinker a little bit. You like to go with matchups, especially a day game after a night game. This wasn't that long of a game. So I think you could maybe put the capper on it tomorrow with that same lineup. I really do. I love it. Kane, Yelich, and then Braun. Braun's been on fire lately. Then you got Moose, Zeus, and Grandal as your six.
Yeah.
That's better. That's more like it. That's where things should be settling in. And then it's Keston Hira, Orlando Arcia in pitcher spot. You like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I still am, you know, I would like to see the Manimal, Ben Gamel, get some at-bats. So I wouldn't, you know, I definitely wouldn't be surprised if, well, you know, with the way that Braun hits in Philadelphia, you can't sit him tomorrow. He has to play.
Yeah, I would think, but again, I mean, you do, I don't know if this factors in quite yet because it's only Thursday tomorrow, but you do have two off days next week.
Mm-hmm.
You got Monday off and Thursday off. That Red Series is pinched around a couple of off days, and I don't know if that plays into the Ryan Braun thing. It may be the night-day thing that plays into Ryan Braun playing or not tomorrow, but Zeus definitely needs to be in there over Thames. I don't care about matchups anymore. Remember, weeks ago, we had said, hey, platoon situation for these guys, Thames and Aguilar at first base. against right-handers, put Thames in there. Since Zeus is struggling against left-handers, give Zeus a better shot at it, better splits. No, more of that. Now that Zeus is back, you give him every opportunity to recapture what he had in the first half of last year.
Yeah, after tonight, he's back over the Mendoza line. He's sitting at 209, and you know, he did only go 1-for-4 tonight, but he did have the two big RBIs.
Yeah,
he drew a big walk as well. You know, he looks better at the plate. He looks more comfortable. It's not like it was for the last few weeks where, you know, he looked straight lost. He looked Travis Shaw out there with the bat in his hands. He looks like it's coming around, and you've got to play him every single day now and let, you know, let him work into this basher that he was last season.
Yeah, you got to give him that opportunity. I think it's worth the risk for sure. Now, a lot of people had questioned whether or not that was a long-term kind of fit, that kind of success. Was it going to be long-term with Jesus Aguilar? Well, you do owe it to yourself, and you owe it to those numbers last year to give him every single opportunity to recapture that, and I think he needs to play every day. We'll put him in the who's hot, who's not category of who's hot because it's a 9-game hitting streak for a guy that couldn't hit anything early on. It was ugly. I've got some numbers on Brandon Woodruff too. Stick around for that. Who's hot, who's not, brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at bayviewshade.com. Let me dig up these Brandon Woodruff numbers, because I mean, you can't argue. Overall, after his performance last night, overall he's 6-1 with a 3.72 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the numbers for Jake Arrieta coming in here. Look at some of the numbers on that Cub pitching staff coming into tonight. It's crazy, but all of a sudden, Brandon Woodruff is a pretty good pitcher in the National League and on a roll. Here's how. Last four starts, 4-0. With a 1.23 earned run average.
Doesn't get much better than that.
In those four starts, he's allowed 3 runs. Now, the innings he hasn't chewed up, I'll give you that, 22 innings in the four starts. But that's Craig Counsell. I mean, I don't know if that's Brandon Woodruff or that's Craig Counsell. I'm going to lean toward more toward Craig Counsell on that. But 4-0, 1.23, giving up 3 runs in his last four starts. Now, in his last 6 starts, let's go back and make the sample size a little bit bigger for Brandon Woodruff. 6 starts. He is, 2.7 earned run average in 6 starts, guys. That's crazy. In the 6 starts, he's 5-0.
Yeah.
That's some big time pitching numbers, I should say, for Brandon Woodruff. There's who's hot, who's not. As the Brewers get the 5-2 victory tonight, let's get a Bucks update. Sparky going to step in here, Sparky and company, and talk some Bucks basketball with you on the postgame show. He'll be in here in just a few minutes. We're going to flip and transfer over to Facebook Live and just button things up here on a Brewers victory tonight. Are you kidding me? Moment of the game in this one before we get a Bucks update is brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust. Check them out at GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. And that is Gio Gonzalez's performance once again. He goes 5 1/3, allows 1 run, turns things over to that bullpen, which is improving too. We haven't even talked about the improvement on the bullpen. Starting pitchers, bullpen, the pitching has turned things major around. I mean, in a big time way, from almost dead last, and in some categories, Jeff, dead last,
yeah,
in terms of pitching, both starters and bullpen. All of a sudden here, in the span of about 14 to 16 games, now you're looking at real viable stuff. Now, they dug a hole, so the numbers are going to indicate that they're sort of middle of the pack here. But if you just take that window of let's say, 3 weeks, one of the best in baseball.
Yeah, they just, you know, just on a absolute roll. And, You know, you mentioned the Woody numbers. We just talked about Gio. You know, Corbin Burns has been great since he's been back in the bullpen. You know, if you're Alex Claudio, he gets one pitch today. Yeah. You know, it still counts as an appearance. But if I'm his teammate, say, you know, you're Christian Yelich or Lorenzo Cain, you see him in the shower, like, what the hell are you doing in here? You threw one pitch.
That's right. Correction of the game brought to you by our friends at Milwaukee County House of Correction. And the correction I would have made in this one is by the end of the game, I would have signed a closer. And that way, because if you looked at this game, it was 5-1. If you're the Phillies and this team had a viable closer, let's just put Corey Knebel or Craig Kimbrell or pick a closer, just whatever. The consensus from their side of things, in essence, would have been once Gio got done and Jeffress got in there to get a few outs, the game was over, guys. It was over from their perspective. That's how it was last year. The game was over because Josh Hader, in a 2-3-run game, was going to go ahead and pitch anywhere between 3 and 5 to 6 outs and just lock it down for a closer. It was locked down. It's over. Correct it, David Stearns. I have the utmost confidence that this team is going to acquire a closer. I am absolutely convinced of this, Jeff. Are you convinced?
I am not 100% convinced. I think that they're comfortable with Hader being in the role. You see Jeffress still pitching well. You got Junior Guerra, who they keep moving further and further back in these games. He's been pitching well. You know, I think that I'm not convinced they're going to go get a closer. No.
Yeah, we'll have to get into that possibly over the weekend when the Brewers are down.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. Look, hey, I'll tell you something right now. It's about over in game one. Bucks up 8, Tim Allen. The Thunder,
yes,
30 seconds to go. Up
they
8.
They were down by, what, 12?
Yeah, but I mean, they were chasing all night. They were 0 for 11 from 3. In the third quarter, they'd only made 6 threes in 3 quarters of basketball, and thank God they found their shot here in the fourth quarter from outside. So 28.6 seconds left, Bucks up 8 with a chance to go up 1-0, and I don't think the Raptors can play any better than they did tonight, and I don't think the Bucks could shoot any worse than they did tonight. It's not good if you're a Raptors fan. And Brook Lopez, 29 points tonight for Brook Lopez on 12 of 21 shooting. Huge, huge game.
Yeah, Who Got Lit Up is brought to you by Heiser Automotive.
The Raptors did.
Yes. Today's your day. Online at Heiser.com. I was going to say that. Toronto got lit up tonight because they should have lit up the Bucks from all intents and purposes.
You had
right?
6 threes through 3. Toronto should have been up by about 20 going into the fourth. Easy.
So a big, big night. What does that make Brewers and Bucks?
What do you mean?
On the same night that they play
undefeated, I think.
I believe it's undefeated.
Yeah,
because
I think
game one of Boston. Pipe bomb. Can you check that out, or Mitch or someone? Did the Brewers play that night?
I think they both lost.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. But Orlowski.
No. I think you're right.
Both lost that first game because I remember being like nothing went right tonight. Brewers
so
it'd
be four wins against Detroit, right?
Yeah.
And then 4 wins against Boston, 8-1, 9-1 now when they play on the same night.
I like those odds.
Unofficially, 9-1.
And the Brewers play Friday, right?
They do.
They play every Friday, so yeah, so they're going to be matched up again on Friday.
That was a 5-2 Brewers loss to the Mets.
Okay.
Right.
All right, so
and this best Bucks coverage presented by Hupe and Abraham. Injured call, Hupe and Abraham voted best, rated best year after year. Visit Hupe.com today and by the Q Club of Wisconsin. You're home to watch all the playoff action while enjoying our huge indoor game room on Facebook or QClubofWI.com.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll turn things over to Sparky and company, and they will talk some Bucks basketball. Bucks get a big win in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals downtown here. Against Toronto. So you guys can have some fun talking about a Bucks victory. We'll have some fun over on Facebook Live talking about a Brewers victory. And remember, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.